Nehemiah chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites who went up with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel. And there's a long list of them. And you see how sensitive God was to that, because unfortunately most of the Jews preferred to stay in exile in Persia. As we know from the end of the book of Esther, they were popular, they were wealthy, they were in positions of power, they were having a great life. Whereas God had asked them to leave all that and go to the ruins of Judah and Jerusalem and rebuild his kingdom so that the kingdom of God could be re-established. But very few of them, relatively speaking, went. But those who did say yes, God made a list of their names and he's preserved it for well over 2,000 years. And we're reading it here. That shows that God is really sensitive and he takes note. When we say yes to the things of the kingdom, and when we forsake the things of this world, the things that we could have, in order to do the work of rebuilding his kingdom. Well, after we've read this list of names, we have in verse 27 the account of how the wall was finished and was dedicated. So, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness. So, they did finish the wall, and you remember how their enemies said, "This is such a feeble wall, even a fox could knock it over if it ran into it." And it all seemed so impossible. There had been times when they complained there was too much rubble to move, etc. And yet, Nehemiah kept at it. And we saw the people who worked building the wall. There were women, men with their daughters. There were goldsmiths and apothecaries who weren't used to this sort of heavy work. Some people worked very hard. Other people, we're told, didn't put their necks to the work. God remembered it all, and now it's being dedicated. And the singers come from the villages around Jerusalem. Then I brought up the princes of Judah on the wall and appointed two great companies who gave thanks and went in procession. One went on the right hand on the wall and another went around the other way. And they met together above the gate of Ephraim. So stood the two companies of those who gave thanks in God's house. And the priests are there with the trumpets, and the singers sang aloud. They offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. And the children also, and the women also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Now that is, I think, looking forward to really how we should be a witness to the world around us by our joy. Now, joy is not necessarily a sort of hee-hee-ha-ha kind of jumping up and down sort of joy. I think it was here in this context, but it's not always like that because life isn't always like that. But we should, through our joy, make a witness to the world around us. The joy that comes from knowing that we are with God, whatever. And that is what you see here happening, that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. It was a witness.